comedy, comedy, comedy from start to finish. But it starts off with my asking for volunteers. And very often I speak to people almost every day who say, oh, we didn't come to the show because we thought we might get picked out, or you choose people, and it just isn't true. If you feel like getting up on the stage and giving hypnotism a try, well, then that's great, and there are always plenty of people who do. And if you decide you want to sit there in the audience and just have a good laugh at other people's expense, you're free to do that too. But it's very, very funny from start to finish. It's not spooky, it's not mysterious, it's just fun. I've been doing this for 32 years, so I've travelled all over the place. And, I mean, at one time I used to be doing 200, 250 shows a year. Now I do half that amount or even less because it just suits me. I've done a lot of shows over the 32 years. When people sit in the audience, they see it happen, which is actually much better than seeing it on television in many ways because and many people are not aware of this, but you're not allowed to broadcast the process. So it's illegal to show hypnotism on TV. So if people come along to see, and that's why when you watch a TV show, they're already pre-cooked, if you like. They've been hypnotized before the cameras roll. But that's the law in every country that I've been to or made a TV show in. So on the stage, you get to see the whole process. And there's nothing hidden. It's just you get to see the whole thing. And the secret is there's no secret. I mean, there are some principles behind it. And that's why you always have to get people to cooperate and to concentrate. Mm-hmm. And those people who are able to do that and focus just on one thing, whether that be a light or squeezed hands or a swinging watch to the exclusion of everything else, well, then you can start to put suggestions into the subconscious mind. Because what you're doing is you're shutting down the critical faculty or at least subduing it to some degree. And that's how people get hypnotized. Oh, I've done some absolutely ridiculous things over the years. I actually did some filming on a beach last year. And I had people thinking that there were sea creatures on the beach, kind of stranded, and they had to get back to the water. So basically, they decided in their own minds, because it was a group of people, I said, you're a sea creature. So they would imagine whatever they were. And there were people there thinking there were octopus, turtles, and other creatures, sort of trying to wriggle the way in the sand to the waves, and finally getting down to the water. Thinking as well, I just thought this will be funny to watch, but in fact they didn't. They thought they couldn't breathe. So one of them was flapping about on the sand until he got in the water, and then just looked absolutely relieved. And I thought, wow, I hadn't actually considered that aspect of it. I just thought it'd be amusing to watch people act like sea creatures of their own imagination and get all wet before I wake them up, you know. If you see something happening and you think, oh, that could be, and it wasn't distressing for them, but if you do something like that and something unexpected happens, you think somebody could be distressed over it, it's very easy just to click your fingers and, you know, make it lighter or bring them out of it.